Now turning to some news from the world of sports and in Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees got a dramatic walk-off extra innings win against the Tampa Bay Rays at the stadium last night when Brett Gardner led off the bottom of the 11th inning with a home run into the right field seats, good for a 6-5 Yankees win over the team just behind them in the AL East standings. Gardner's career-high 18th home run of the season may never have happened if not for an embarrassing infield I-got-it-you-take-it kind of play in the bottom of the ninth. With the Yankees trailing 5-4, Gardner tripled but was still at third base with two outs when Gary Sanchez hit a very playable ground ball that second baseman Tim Beckham, who had shifted to the shortstop side of second base, and shortstop Edeni Hecavaria simply watched the ball bound between them, each thinking the other would make a play on it. That tied the game at 5, and two innings later, Gardner sent the Bronx crowd home happy, despite the fact that his teammate Aaron Judge, who stands at 6'7", had his tooth knocked out during the celebration at home plate. As fellow New York native Larry David might say, guys, curb your enthusiasm. But the Yankees will more than take a lost tooth for the win, which pulls them within just half a game of the first-place Boston Red Sox, who were idle last night. They have a date tonight with the red-hot Kansas City Royals at Fenway Park. David Price will take the hill for Boston, a big start for him. He's trying to bounce back from a loss in his last start and keep the Red Sox in first place. With their win last night, the Yankees also pushed the Rays to 3 games out of first. In San Diego, the Padres now have back-to-back wins over the New York Mets after a 7-5 victory last night, despite what manager Andy Green called a sloppy, ugly performance by his club. Green was less than pleased to watch his team commit a number of mental errors, including Will Myers getting a late start and getting thrown out at home on a double steal, Luis Torrens trotting off the field thinking there were 3 outs when there were only 2, and Corey Spangenberg bunting the ball to the pitcher to get a runner thrown out at home plate. Still, there was a lot to like for the Padres, such as Manuel Margot finishing a triple shy of the cycle and the first home run by Padres rookie Dusty Coleman. Brad Hand picked up his 5th save and has now gone 18 1/3 innings without giving up a run. And a lot of contending teams will be knocking on the Padres' door trying to obtain the reliever before the July 31st trading deadline. But for now, the Padres, and why not throw another Seinfeld reference here into the sports report, still have Hand. Jay Bruce had his 26th home run for the Mets in the losing cause, and here's hoping that his next home run comes while wearing a Boston Red Sox uniform. Now, Dave Dombrowski has not returned any of my calls yet for trying to pry Bruce from the Mets, but I understand he's probably just busy making it happen. He'll thank me in due time. The Toronto Blue Jays will probably still be sellers before the trading deadline, but they have won 4 in a row now, completing a 4-game sweep of the Oakland A's at the Rogers Centre in Toronto, doing it again with the drama of the home run. Last night, it was a grand slam by Steve Pearce in the bottom of the 10th inning that gave Toronto an 8-4 win. Kendrys Morales hit the game-winning home run one night earlier, and he added 2 more last night. The Jays are still in last place in the AL East, but if they could just play Oakland every night, they might not be. The top 2 teams in the New York Penn League's Stedler Division met in Connecticut last night, the first of 6 meetings between the Vermont Lake Monsters and Connecticut Tigers. Over the next week and a half, it'll determine who will lead the division down the season's home stretch. Game 1 went the way of the Tigers, thanks to a 6-run 5th inning, and Lake Monsters' first-place lead over their division rivals is now down to 1.5 games. In the NECBL, Michael Alessio hit a 2-run homer in the bottom of the first inning, and the Ocean State Waves never looked back, tagging the Vermont Mountaineers with a 7-2 loss in Rhode Island last night. Wave starter Ben Oshinko kept the Mountaineers hitless until the top of the 6th inning when he gave up 2 singles, and Vermont got its first run of the game on an RBI single by Michael Hartnagel. In White River Junction, the Upper Valley Nighthawks scored the only run of the game in the bottom of the 8th inning when Matt Sanders doubled home Matt Rothenberg, and Upper Valley held on to beat the Sanford Mainers 1-0. Cameron Aldred pitched a gem for Upper Valley, giving up just 3 hits and no runs through 7 innings of work for the first-place Nighthawks. And more changing of the guards for some local high school coaching positions. The Burlington Free Press reports that Aubrey Ouellette has been hired as the new head coach for Rice Memorial's girls' varsity soccer program. That fills the slot left vacant by Chantel Burke, who took the job as head coach of the girls' soccer varsity at Milton High School. And this all follows yet another shift when Corey Payson took over at South Burlington, stepping in following Rob Cole being hired to coach the Champlain Valley boys' soccer team.